Mahabhutas literally means great or primary elements. And they're called great or primary elements because they are the basis of the other, the secondary elements of rupa. All the other elements derive from these four primary ones. But there are other interpretations, very, very interesting interpretations, very interesting meanings, which suggest certain things to us, suggest certain aspects of Buddhist thought, which are very important and significant. The word Mahabhuta doesn't only mean great primary elements. That's just the most obvious meaning of the word. Mahabhuta also means a great magical transformation or a great magical feat, such as a magician performs when he makes you see a certain thing as another thing. So this is called a Mahabhuta, a great magical transformation or great magical feat. Mahabhuta also means a great ghost, in the sense of some horrible haunting spirit. So how is this? How do these meanings fit into this business of rupa and its qualities, its primary qualities? Well, what does a magician do in this case? He transforms, for instance, clay into gold. What is in fact clay, he makes you perceive as gold. Or he makes you perceive water even as fire. In the same way, we experience rupa. The objective content of the perceptual situation as earth, as solidity, say, as water, as fire, as air. But what it is in itself, if it is in fact anything at all, that we don't know and we don't experience. We don't, as it were, experience the clay. We don't even know whether there is any clay there. We only experience the gold. And in the same way, we're told, the ghost, the great ghost, which is here a yakshini, a terrible female sprite, appears one dark night as a beautiful maiden. So you don't know that it's a terrible female sprite. It might gobble you up the next morning. You think it's a beautiful maiden. So you experience just the beautiful maiden. You do not experience the ghost reality underneath. And it's the same in this case too. What rupa is in itself, we don't know, we don't experience. We only experience through our five senses these four great elements, these four primary qualities.